the remedies under this particular code are entirely civil. There are no criminal penalties involved. Civil liability. Are there further questions for purposes of amendment? Senator Rohde, in the absence of amendment.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 252 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 252, Judiciary, amended Senate, and acclimating to the obligation of landlords.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Rohde, do you wish to express?
Mr. President, I think just a brief explanation. The bill is not a controversial one. The important aspect of the bill, it changes the 14-day requirement. Presently, under the law, when notice is given and a tenant leaves property, there's 14 days to refund the tenant's deposits and any other monies owed the tenant. This proposal by Mr. Anderson would change that. If the tenant does not give notice, then there is a 30-day period in which to refund the monies. It was felt that when there was no notice and someone just moved out, it may take more time to assess matters and also to find a forwarding address.
Are you ready for the question?
Call for the question.
Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 252 pass the Senate? Make the seat vote. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Is there a vote missing up there now, or are they all voted?
They're all voted.
The one desiring to change the vote, the Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
The substitute House Bill 252 has passed the Senate. Takes us down to unfinished business. The other day, when I had a bill presented by the governor, Senate Bill 684, I asked the State Affairs Committee if it wished to have it. I would ask the State Affairs Committee now be given the second reference on Senate Bill 684. It is the cleanup language, I believe, for the investment management of the Alaska Permanent Fund. State Affairs has requested. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Senator Sturgeon-Lewski?
Yes, Mr. President, the legislative budget and audits at 4 p.m. at House Finance today, consideration of audits and also corrective legislation, rather minor, as a result of some audits will be considered.
Chairperson?
Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet tomorrow at 1:30 in Bell's Room. A reminder, we're taking up Senate Bill 275 relating to compensation of persons collecting hunting and fishing licenses and tag fees. Senate Bill 525 relating to land lotteries, and Senate Bill 666 relating to the mining law.
Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, the Rules Committee will meet today at 1 o'clock at the Butcherville Room regarding the Senator Holman matter.
Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, in view of the 1 p.m. Rules Committee meeting, State Affairs Committee meeting at 1:30 today is canceled, and the bill scheduled for today will be taken up at the regular 1:30 State Affairs Committee meeting next Tuesday.
Further announcement of committee meetings, Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, not an announcement of a committee meeting, but an announcement. There will be a reception tomorrow for legislators sponsored by the Alaska Native Sisterhood and the Alaska Native Brotherhood at the ANB Hall at 7:30.
Thank you. Are there items that are special orders? Senator Rohde, we have a short calendar this morning.
Mr. President, if we have no further business to come before the Senate, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned.